Good evening. For WPFW in Washington and WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry, and this is an impeachment update. The Senate reconvened this afternoon at 1 p.m. for day four of Donald Trump's impeachment trial. House managers are laying out the constitutional grounds for removing Trump from office. Judiciary Committee Chair, New York Representative Jerry Nadler, spoke to what framers of the Constitution meant by impeachment.
We fully recognize that impeachment does not exist for a mistake. It does not apply to acts that are merely unwise or unpopular. Impeachment is reserved for deliberate decisions by the president to embark on a course of conduct that betrays his oath of office and does violence to the Constitution. When the president has engaged in such conduct, and when there is strong evidence that he will do so again, when he has told us he'll do so again, when he has told us that it's okay to invite interference from a foreign power into our next election, the case for removal is at its peak. This is certainly the case when he invites, indeed attempts to compel, a foreign government to help him subvert the integrity of our next election. There can be no greater threat to the Republic. Finally, high crimes and misdemeanors involve conduct that is recognizably wrong to a reasonable, honorable citizen. The framers adopted a standard for impeachment that could stand the test of time. At the same time, the structure of the Constitution implies that impeachable offenses should not come as a surprise. Impeachment is aimed at presidents who act as if they are above the law, at presidents who believe their own interests are more important than those of the nation, and thus at presidents who ignore right and wrong in pursuit of their own gain. Abuse, betrayal, corruption. Here are each of the core offenses the framers feared most. The president's abuse of power, his betrayal of the national interest, and his corruption of our elections plainly qualify as great and dangerous offenses. President Trump has made clear, in word and deed, that he will persist in such conduct if he is not removed from power. He poses a continuing threat to our nation, to the integrity of our elections, to our democratic order. He must not remain in power one moment longer.
After Nadler, Democrats brought up the discredited theory that Ukraine interfered in the 2016 election and not Russia, a theory used by Trump to justify the investigation into Ukraine and for withholding crucial military aid as leverage. Texas Representative Sylvia Garcia, one of the seven impeachment managers, continued the practice of displaying key testimony from current and former government officials. Garcia presented an interview with Trump's own FBI Director Christopher Wray.
On December 9, 2019, even President Trump's own FBI Director Christopher Wray stated unequivocally that there is no evidence to support the theory that Ukraine interfered in our election in 2016. Here's a video of that interview. Let's watch.
It's all those threats.
Did the government of Ukraine directly interfere in the 2016 election on the scale that the Russians did?
We have no information that indicates that Ukraine interfered with the 2016 presidential election.
When you see politicians pushing this notion, are you concerned about that in terms of its impact on the American public?
Well, look, there's all kinds of people saying all kinds of things out there. I think it's important for the American people to be thoughtful consumers of information, to think about the sources of it, and to think about the support and predication for what they hear. And I think part of us being well protected against malign foreign influence is to build together an American public that's resilient, that has appropriate media literacy, and that takes its information with a grain of salt.
And Putin has been pushing this theory. And your message to him in terms of the American public?
Stop trying to interfere with our elections.
We recently heard from the president himself that he wanted the CrowdStrike portion of this whole conspiracy in the Ukraine investigated. And I'm hearing you say there's no evidence to support that, as far as you know.
As I said, we at the FBI have no information that would indicate that Ukraine tried to interfere in the 2016 presidential election.
Intelligence Committee Chair, Impeachment Manager Adam Schiff picks up on Garcia's point. He says he was struck anew by that interview with Ray.
And so you can imagine the view from the Kremlin of all of this. You can imagine Putin in the Kremlin with his aides when one of his aides comes into the office and says, Vladimir, you're never going to believe this. The President of the United States is pushing our CrowdStrike theory. I mean, you can almost imagine the incredulity of Vladimir Putin. You're kidding, right? You mean he really believes this? His own people don't believe this. Nobody believes this. And it's not, I mean, it would be bad enough, of course, that the President of the United States believes this Russian propaganda against the advice of all of his advisors, common sense and everything else. But it's worse than that. It's worse than that. On the basis of this Russian propaganda, he withheld $400 million in military aid to a nation Russia was fighting, our ally. I mean, when we ask about, okay, what's the national security implication of what the president did? How much more clear can it be that he's not only pushing Russian propaganda, he's not only misleading Americans about who interfered in the last election, that he's not only doing the Kremlin a favor, but that he's withholding aid from a nation at war? The Russians not only got him to deflect blame from their interference in our democracy, but they got him to withhold military aid. Now, of course, there was this convergence of interest between the Kremlin and the president.
Then Schiff continued to bash Russia, which he said acts like a wounded animal and is dangerous with a worldview antithetical to our own. He then laid out 10 additional reasons for Donald Trump's actions, which he said were to benefit his reelection.
There are at least 10 other reasons. We know that President Trump was interested in his own personal gain and not the national interest in pressing for these investigations. First, the president only wanted these investigations to be announced publicly, not even conducted. Second, the president's only interest in Ukraine was the big stuff that mattered to himself, not issues affecting Ukraine or the United States. Third, the president tasked his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, to pursue these investigations on his behalf, not government officials. Fourth, both before and after the July 25th call, the investigations were never part of U.S. official foreign policy. NSC officials, too, make clear that this was not about foreign policy. And other witnesses confirmed the investigations, in fact, diverged from U.S. official policy. Fifth, the investigations were undertaken outside of normal channels. Sixth, Ukrainian officials understood that the investigations were purely political in nature. Seventh, multiple administration officials reported the president's July 25th call. Eighth, the White House buried the call. Ninth, President Trump confirmed he wanted Ukraine to conduct investigations in his own words. And finally, President Trump did not care about anti-corruption efforts in Ukraine.
Then Adam Schiff goes through each of these reasons one by one. Republican defenders are waiting their turn, which probably will come on Saturday. Our next impeachment update will be at 3 p.m. on Friday. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Linda Perry.
And coming up next here at WBAI will be the WBAI Evening News. So stay tuned for that.